Back now with Day to Day. Today, a couple of one-time corporate executives have dates with justice. Former chief financial officer at Enron, Andrew Fastow, is going to prison for 6 years in his role in that company's accounting scandals. A judge gave him less jail time than prosecutors had bargained for. And Bernard Ebbers, who was convicted in an accounting fraud case at the former telecom giant WorldCom, starts his prison term today. Marketplace's senior business correspondent Bob Moon joins us now. And Bob, Andrew Fastow's reduced sentence, that's a little bit of a surprise, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a pretty dramatic example, Mike, of how it can pay to cooperate with prosecutors. It doesn't just happen that way on TV crime shows. This played out in a Houston courtroom today. A judge sentenced the former financial whiz at Enron not to the maximum 10 years that he had initially agreed to in a plea bargain, but just 6 years in prison. It was 2.5 years ago that Mr. Fastow pleaded guilty for his role in the collapse of Enron. The judge had invited those who suffered losses involving Enron to speak at today's sentencing. Under a 2-year-old provision in federal law, that's aimed at enhancing victims' rights. Well, it turns out only a couple of people signed up to do that. Quite a few legal experts expected Fastow to get the full 10 years, but his sentence was reduced in light of his cooperation with the government investigation. His cooperation did help the prosecution win the convictions of former CEO Jeffrey Skilling and the late founder of Enron, Kenneth Lay, who died shortly after his trial. Fastow actually testified at their trial that the two of them knew about the financial schemes that Fastow and his staff put together, so his testimony was really instrumental in their convictions.
And what about the other big exec, Bernie Ebbers? What kind of time is he looking at?
Well, the former CEO of WorldCom, which changed its name back to MCI in the aftermath of the bankruptcy and then was later acquired by Verizon, well, Ebbers is set to start a 25-year prison sentence today for leading his company into bankruptcy. This is a man who rose from being a former high school football coach to leading a small communications company, and then he transformed WorldCom into an industry powerhouse. The company collapsed in bankruptcy back in 2002.
And is Ebbers appealing this conviction?
He is, although the second U.S. Court of Appeals upheld his conviction and sentence just last month. An attorney for Ebbers says that they'll be pressing on with their appeal, but legal experts say there's really very little remaining to get that conviction overturned. And that means that it's likely Ebbers is going to be serving at least 85% of his sentence. That would be 2028. He's 65 years old. Mm. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking into Google's future. The big internet company has been riding high for years, but can they keep the winning streak going?
All right. Thanks, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.